This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Cynthia McCarty, associate professor of economics. She's here to talk about her research in economic education. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in. Dr. McCarty, please tell us about the funding you've received for professional development to support your economic education projects.
This past October, Melinda Stobbs, an outstanding teacher at Welborn High School, attended a workshop at the annual conference for the National Council on Economic Education, where she learned about an intriguing grant opportunity for teachers and center directors. She adamantly asked me to apply, citing our quality and quantity of previous economics workshops, 3M, the EPA, the Georgia Council on Economic Education, and the St. Louis Center for Entrepreneurship awarded us this grant. The grant funds two components. The first is called Training of the Trainers, which means they provide an intense 12-hour training session for center directors and those teachers chosen to conduct the workshops. The second pays for all materials, curriculum, and expenses to actually conduct the designated workshops. Thus, in January, Paula Buchanan, who works closely with me at the center, two local teachers, Melinda Stobbs and Brandy Miller, a teacher at Weaver Elementary, and I attended the two-day conference in Atlanta. Instructors prepared us to teach workshops on seas, trees, and economies. This innovative curriculum has many hands-on lessons that help students in grades 3 through 6 understand the relationship between our natural environment and the economy. Now that Ms. Stobbs and Ms. Miller have been certified, each one will conduct a Seas, Trees, and Economies workshop this summer. The grant will provide all who attend with free copies of the curriculum and other materials.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.